and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 235. How are we all doing? I've just had an hour of fireworks. They've just gone quiet. It won't last, don't worry about it. But if you do hear any inordinate bangs, that's not me. No, I wouldn't be doing stupid things like playing with fireworks. I do hope you hear some, though, because they've been alarmingly loud. Oh, hello, Simon, number one. Jonathan, what happened? Ah, hello, Anthony. How are you all doing? Checked on the phone, said it was open. That's because Mike's in a webinar, which has pretty much just been explosion, 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 bang. Oh, and you've got... How is Dusty? Lola's mildly concerned, I would say. She's managed to get off the bed and come into the office, look at me as though, what's all the noise, and flop at my feet. Jonathan! Phoned the police twice. Setting off fireworks at the tram stop with people around. Crying out. There are no words, are there? Why would you put a firework near a tram track? Your granny could be on that tram. There is something wrong with kids today. In fact, there's a lot wrong with kids today. Plus the fact, aren't we all supposed to be housebound? Lockdown 2.0 started today. So why are you out, basically? The police seem fed up as well. I'm not surprised. I mean, there just are no words for the stupidity. I know kids were doing... language, Elaine. Bad things when I was at school. I'd been involved... This wasn't fireworks. But I had been involved in a fire. And I knew how bad these things were. But when I was at school, there was a girl and she was just going home, minding her own business. And somebody stuck a firework down her boot and all her leg was burnt. Barney's stressed out. He hates loud noises. Lola managed to stagger off the bed, come in here, look at me, Mike's in, and just go, what's all the noise? And flop.
Is she okay?
She's fine.
Good.
She's absolutely fine.
Because I've had a text.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. Is Lola okay with all the fireworks?
Absolutely fine. Right. Not a peep out of her. Not a peep out of her.
That says to me she might not have been in previous years.
Maybe it's us. Maybe it's us because, you know, like, because Maya wasn't bothered and Lola's not bothered. We just don't turn a hair. We just totally ignore it. So she's come in and she's looked at me. I'm just sat here working. Mike's delivering a webinar, so everything's just totally peaceful and she's just flopped. Yes, she's been absolutely fine. Not a peep. Not a peep. Can you hear it? Can you hear them now?
Yeah, I apologise to my delegates and explain what bonfire night was.
I did manage, actually, I'd earlier.
It's when they tried to blow up the UK government and thought, yeah.
Oh, how? What a coincidence. Yeah. No, I actually have a tiny bit of a recording. I haven't had a chance to get off the mouse noises yet, but... If I just play you this at full blast, I'll have to shut that up first. Hang on, we'll get an echo. You'll get an idea for the kind of bangers that have been going off, which is utterly ridiculous, but that's what's happening. Right, no, that won't work, will it? Hang on, how will I get this through? Right, I know what I'll do with it. Oh, crying out loud, they have to make things difficult. Let's go for that. Because you're not actually what you say you are.
I'll say she's absolutely fine. She'll say slept through it.
No, she says she's absolutely fine.
I'll just say she's absolutely fine.
Not turned a little furry hair, she hasn't.
Not.
Right.
Turned a little hair.
Okay, I've got that on a bit with the fireworks. So hopefully you'll hear this. Did you hear that? If you heard that, let me know. I've literally just transferred it off my phone. My phone was next to the mouse, so you might have heard some mouse clicking as well. Oh, don't you just want to hug poor Barney? I mean, it's criminal. And again, there's no particular nice display to watch. It's just bang, 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 bang. They're like, mortars going off. Exactly, Anthony. It's really bad. And Lola's ignoring it. Aren't we lucky? Aren't we lucky? Because I don't know how on earth you would calm her down with that kind of noise. But for the fact that she's not in the slightest bit bothered. They do sound like mortars. I call them bangers. And there was one year, I think it was the first year Mike and I were going out, and we got invited round to a friend of his for bonfire night. So there's me having ideas of, like, you know, little Catherine wheels and baked potatoes. And they were in the garden with metal dustbins, you can tell how long ago it was, throwing the lit bangers in and then, like, turning... The bins kind of fell sideways and whizzed round, and all the fireworks were coming out of them. And I said to Mike, no, I'm off. And for me, it was because I'd already been involved in a fire and I didn't want to end up in the burns unit again. So I said, no, I'm going. And Mike was like, they're all idiots. But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like they're throwing bangers into bins. But there's nothing pretty to see. I won't mind if there's something pretty to see, but there's not. You're going to go deaf on your walk. Jonathan, call it a night. Forget it tonight. Go out in the morning instead. And that way you can fall all over the dead fireworks and suffer the mist and the smell. But at least you wouldn't get one shoved down your coat or something. Don't go out tonight. It's too dangerous. They did hear that. Oh, Anthony says they're like mortars. They are, actually, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's why I say it sounds like Beirut. It doesn't sound like a nice firework display. It just sounds like a war zone. But given the state that the world's in at the moment, could well be a war zone. Kim's got the fridge man round.
Yeah, I've just seen that on there.
So she may not be able to join us. If you've got us on in the background, howdy, Kim. Mike turned on this morning and thought, oh, they'll have a president this morning. Same as, move along, nothing to say. But we
and
have.
Johnny's had a rant.
Yes, Johnny said he's called the police twice. But, you know, fancy setting fireworks off near a tram stop. One, there's people. Two, you could damage the lines. I mean, aren't they electrified at the top? You could electrocute yourself.
Mm.
Mind you, natural selection. I'll say no more, just natural selection. So it's been a rare old day, hasn't it?
Has it?
Yeah, it's cold.
It is, actually.
Yeah. I sat here last night working in a blanket.
Yeah,
it's cold.
I had a fleece on this afternoon.
Yeah. I think it's time to bring the fire up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad, actually, November.
No.
No, I mean, we've actually still got the fan on in the bedroom. Oh, talking of which, can you go and turn the computer on in the bedroom? It decided to carp in the middle of the night.
Oh, right.
I know it did because the light was on. Now you're wondering that, aren't you? It was behind the curtain. Oh, overnight was a calamity in itself. Lost the internet. So I thought, that's all right. I'll just carry on. And then I'm like, Notion's in the cloud. I'll do some roams at Rome's in the cloud. Darn it. Email in the cloud. I thought I'll go to the toilet. Light bulbs in the cloud. Literally saying, turn the lights, turn the landing light on. And Alexa comes back to me and says, I can't connect to the internet. And I thought, brings new meaning to in the dark. Yes. So at the point the lights wouldn't work either, I thought, you know what? Just go to bed. No, the toilet's not in the cloud, Jonathan, but it was pitch black and I couldn't find it. The lights were in the cloud. Good morning, Paul. How are you? We're in the middle of a war zone here. You may hear it. Shall we do the fireworky thing again? This is what I've been listening to all afternoon. There we go. I'm glad I captured some of it. Because you think to yourself, I think that's really loud. And then you think, well, it might be nothing to anybody else. But this is what we've been having today. So, that's been my day. How's your day going? Oh, recovering from a hung Mac. Oh, no. Hello, Kim. It is. It's like a war zone. Luckily, Lola, not bothered in the slightest. Giving me the evil as though, Mummy, you're making a noise. But if you were to give me a rodeo stick, I wouldn't be bothered. She's done all right today. She was offered two dentist sticks. Well, she wasn't actually. She was going to be given one, but she had to choose. There was a brown dentist stick and a red dentist stick. She went for the red one. So I've no idea what the flavour is because they were all brown in the last batch, but she likes the red ones. Anyway, she's been fine. Absolutely fine. We did take the decision to take her out earlier before the fireworks started, but it's been like that since about 5:30. So, not good. Kiefer's looking at the screen. Poor Kiefer. Be tormented from miles away. Yet she wouldn't want to be here, trust me. She would not want to be here tonight. And this will doubtless go on tomorrow and Saturday. Because normally, when it's bonfire night, which is actually the 5th of November, so it's today, people usually leave them till Friday or Saturday. So you get this Friday and Saturday. I guess Thursday is close enough to the weekend for some people to want it on the day. And of course, the other thing is, today's the day that we're all back into lockdown. Lockdown 2.0. So people are celebrating, massive air quotes, with fireworks. We have had a bit like that the last 2 weekends. And it, to be honest, it'll probably carry on to some degree until Christmas. New Year's Eve will be like that with knobs on. It'll be really bad. This is why people want to ban them. Oh, do you find all the bottles?
Yeah.
I was storing them for you.
Oh, thank you.
Kim's in. How's the fridge? How's the fridge?
Wasn't the fridge an American footballer?
He was, wasn't he? Yeah, the refrigerator.
That's the one.
Mm. Howes are all right, aren't they?
Fridge.
I did notice there was a chest freezer on offer at Costco, but that would necessitate somebody getting it here, so I left that as alone as well.
Where would you put it?
I don't think we need another one, do we?
Unless we fill it with ice cream.
Ooh, now that's an idea. Well, you don't need a garage, do you? Thing is that the size of some of these things, where are you supposed to put them in the kitchen our size?
Mm.
I mean, a washer, a dryer, a dishwasher, a microwave and an oven, and you'd need an extension.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Luckily, we don't bother with things like that. You're waiting on the repairman to appear any minute. But he's heard Maroon's on and he's left it for a bit. We will be sending your fridge and freezer positive vibes. Isn't it? That sounds like an intermittent fault. I think if you've got a fridge and a freezer, it's best actually that they don't turn on because then they can't argue there's something wrong with it. Same with ovens and stuff, isn't it? Yeah. I don't like taking my Mac in with an intermittent fault. The Mac I'm sat at right now has got an intermittent fault, but it's so intermittent, there's no point. It would just end up in a row, like it did all the other times. And in the end, they have to come round to my way of thinking that it is actually broken. But what they do is they run it against a standard barrage of tests. And if it passes that, they say it's fine. And my response to that is, well, clearly your tests aren't stressing that Mac as much as I am. So I think once I had to take it back four or five times. But they did come round to my way of thinking in the end and determine that it was actually broken. Good night, Jonathan. Do be careful. Do be careful tonight. So what's everybody been up to? Tell me you've not spent another 24 hours watching the news, because I'd have to have you committed. Just saying. I didn't. I was explaining about when the internet went off, which you missed. You were sensibly asleep.
I was.
But I sat here and I thought, that's fine. I'll just do some work. Notion's in the cloud. Darn it. Oh, Rome. Rome's in the cloud. Email in the cloud. At which point I thought, I'll go to the toilet.
In the cloud?
Well, that's what Jonathan said, but I said, Alexa, turn the landing light on. I can't connect to the internet. She's just done it. Bearing in mind, I'm in the office and she's on the landing. Alexa, as you were. But she literally started talking. And you know when you can't shut her up? When you're like, okay, I've got the gist of it. But no, she has to go through the full gamut of, you could do this or you could do that. Have you tested this? Have you tried? I'm like, shh, Mike's asleep. Shush. So it wasn't good.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, I just gave up in the end. What I was actually doing the very second it stopped, where it disappeared, that was how I knew from the very second. I was in Spotify building up a playlist for 1976. This is the Brooklyn Jeans. So I got to 52 minutes and I thought I need 2 4-minute tracks. And I went back to all the songs from 1976 and they all just dimmed out in front of me.
Oh.
So I thought, I can't do that either. It's amazing how much you can't do now, isn't it?
Mm.
So I switched my phone to 4G and I was fine on 4G. I even went to the Virgin site. What was interesting with the Virgin site, which I thought was very interesting, it said there's no known issues. You know, when you do the just check the postcode, known issues, it said. I thought, you're lying through your teeth. Because if the cabled internet's gone, then the whole lot's gone. So I then logged in. And the internet's in your name, isn't it now? Used to be mine, now it's Mike's. Logged in. You remember last time we had the deprecated accounts, but I've got the right one. Logged in, it said there's a known issue. I thought, so I've got to log in for you to tell me there's a known issue. You don't want to tell everybody outside that there's a known issue, even though there is a known issue. So I knew it'd probably come back. They already knew about it. But even so, it's annoying even at that time in the morning because there was nothing I could do. I thought, I'll listen to an audiobook in the cloud. Literally everything I tried. So I went on 4G, but the battery does not like 4G, does it? I'll switch back now. I've been on there. I've turned the Wi-Fi off, the flaming thing. So with a bit of luck, everything will just come back and it'll all be fine. Yeah. Let's see if that's working.
See you, Kim.
Oh, good luck. Good luck. She started saying, I'm not even spoken to her. No, I think she gets a bit lonely, does the Echo Lady. Yes, Simon, it did start. It started at 1 minute past midnight. And do you know what? Nobody did a thing this time because they were all still rattling on about the US election. Every time there's been like a Manchester, the level three, they've done like a countdown to it. And this time they didn't. The news just pretty much seems to be the same as yesterday. Has everybody just slept for 24 hours or is it me?
Yeah, it's just static, isn't it?
Well, the furlough scheme's been extended. Well, there's that many jobs lost already. Do you know what? I wonder if the people who live next door to the people who are letting off these fireworks don't have a word with them. Because there's now lots of things about how scared animals are.
Mm.
But no, Lola was okay last year, wasn't she? Because we were concerned. Yeah. We'd actually started last year, well, I had, playing fireworks on the Echo device and just taking it up a little bit at a time and seeing her reaction. She was absolutely fine. But like I say, I think it's because you and I just sit here quite quietly as if it's not happening. So she probably thinks she's imagining it. We're playing with the dog's mind. Poor dog. How is Dusty anyway? How's Dusty? Barney not too pleased. Dusty was attacking you in your pyjamas the other day. I'm expecting the same. I'm expecting nothing less, you know. Absolutely nothing less. He's not that happy. No. There's not much you can do, though, is there? I mean, could you play music and try and drown it out? I mean, you've heard the sound here. Possibly the 1812 might drown it out. But other than that, I don't think so. But I guess it depends where you are and depends how far away they are. He's very sensitive. Oh, poor Dusty. But don't go thinking I run around pulling my hair out, encouraging him. No, I think it's just they sense it, don't they? If you're like, if you know that, I guess it's chicken and the egg. If you know or you think that your dog is going to be bothered by it, you will be wound up inside. You don't actually have to be showing it. They might sense it. I mean, To me, this is one thing there are things I do get myself overexcited about. This is not one of them because there's literally nothing you can do. I think it's disgusting. I think they're not considering. I mean, it's not just animals. There's old people live on their own who must be terrified by something like that. I remember my gran talking about my gran didn't. She had two kids, my mum and my aunt, and she didn't send them to like evacuations. She said they were a family and they were going to stay together, and that was that. They didn't go into any shelters because, one, there weren't that many. And two, again, they were working odd shifts at like munition factories and stuff. And she just took them into the cellar. So when she got a lot older and these fireworks started sounding like they do right now, living on her own, she'd have been quite worried. It would have taken her back to what that sounded like, being stuck in the cellar with literally a bucket in the corner and a bottle of water if you were lucky. Mm. So there must be people who find this absolutely terrifying, particularly those on their own, animals or no animals. And I certainly wouldn't let a cat outside in this, would you?
No.
I mean, I made the mistake. I was looking for a picture of a cat. Don't Google for pictures of cats. The things that people are doing to cats around bonfire night are just...
I'll let Lola out.
Don't go there. Yes, but she's in a self-contained garden. And at a push, if you do shout, she will come in. You might have to sort of dangle a chicken at her. But she will come in. Do you remember that New Year? We took Mayor out. There was fireworks all over. He just wanted to join in. He was jumping up at the gate to get to the fireworks. He was over giddy. And then all of a sudden, above us, I said, what the hell is that? And this thing looked like an alien, hovered over the back garden. And I thought, what is that? And it then started to drop. It's one of those Chinese lanterns. I said, get the dog in before he's on fire. Who in their right minds lets those off?
Lots of people.
Now, I know we have cabled internet, which by definition is underneath the front garden. But at the time, the internet came over the phone wires that these things were landing on and just burning. They should be banned. They should be totally banned. But I didn't even know what it was until I saw like three or four more. And I thought, oh, my God, are these Chinese lantern things? But they were huge. If that had landed, it would have been about 60% the size of the dog.
Yeah.
Of course, trying to drag him in, he didn't want to go in. There was something floating over his garden and he wanted to know what it was. Oh, that was great fun. Not. Oh. You wish we'd had some questions on the last ballot, like in the US, legalised cannabis. Might have helped us get through COVID, Brexit and the US election. That's not a bad idea, is it, Simon? This election will never be over. I know Kim said the absolute latest was the 6th of January. And I know the 6th of January will be here in a heartbeat. But you think to yourself, the 6th of January, that's months away. I can't take it. And you can't not watch the news, which is always a good ploy, because you're thinking, I need to know about the lockdown or I need to know about Brexit. Oh, it's not good. It is not good.
I've just been talking to the woman who's facilitating my webinar about the fact we've just gone into a total lockdown again. And she's concerned because she's got a 12-year-old and a 5-year-old. And if they have to do online schooling again, the 12-year-old's okay, but not the 5-year-old. So, you know, can't get into this homeschooling type in malarkey. Anyway, she said, and so we've got the election to think about, worry about. I said, it's amazing, actually, that you go to the BBC main news page and it's there, left, right and centre.
It's all they think we're interested in, and I can assure you today it's not. I would have... I can't say that, can I? Because then I'll get told off. No, I'll leave it alone. I will walk away from the election, but I would have thought it was self-evident who'd won it. But given that who I think has won it, I think it could drag on for ages because I don't think the loser's going to like it. Let's just say that. But you're right. It is, considering we went into a lockdown today, a total lockdown, I'm surprised that story is still top.
Mm.
Plus the fact, there's one state that says they're not even going to start counting till tomorrow. So what's the point? Go away and get some sleep and come back tomorrow. Oh, there must be people who've come to this country from war zones who must be scared. Exactly. And soldiers with PTSD. I don't think there's any need for that kind of noise. And I'm glad you've now finally heard it, because I keep thinking maybe I'm just overly sensitive. But to me, that's not people enjoying fireworks. That's just noise for the sake of noise. But yeah, if you've got any kind of sensitivity to it, must be absolutely horrific. It's quite close to us. You can see like lights from these bangers, but it's not next door. It must be a minimum of 8 to 10 houses away. So I can only imagine what it's like living next door to the idiots. I would have thought the people round here, one, the houses are so expensive, and two, the age demographic, I wouldn't have thought there would be that many, would you?
No.
I mean, there's one, is there one family on this street with kids? The weirdo who keeps working out. Right, so there's two out of eight have got children.
Actually, no, there's three.
Is there?
Yeah, Barbara's old house, they've got one.
Yeah, but you never see them. They'd be like us, you never see them. Mind you, I'm not going out, so that's why I'm not seeing them. Okay, so three out of eight. But they don't strike me as the age of children to be having fireworks like that.
No, they're youngsters.
Yeah.
One's about three or four, I think.
I mean, I'm sure they'd like to see some like pretty lights and stuff, but it's not exactly London New Year fireworks, is it? Which have already been cancelled, so forget that. Do you think they'll just show last year's? It's so funny.
Adding the weirdo who keeps working out to that.
Oh, Simon, he actually had an extension built to work out in. Don't you remember? It didn't have a roof on it for ages, did it?
Yeah.
And then when it finally did, I'm like, well, what's he putting in there? And the next minute, there's his workout room.
He's all right, him.
Is he?
Yeah.
Never
spoke to him.
No, nope, never spoken to him. Never spoken to him.
They're the ones that have all the pumpkins on.
That's Pumpkin House, Simon. Add that. Can you see into the extension? Yes, you can. It's at the front. So whereas like a semi-detached house would have like one door and then room for a car next to it, the extension is where the room for the car would have been. So the door becomes sitting between two bay windows. So yes, you can see right into it. Is it like watching Mr. Motivator? No, I can honestly say not. It's like watching an idiot working out all day. No, I can understand, you know, health and fitness, but seriously, to that level, there's something wrong with you. Go do something interesting. So what have we all been doing tech-wise? I've been polishing up my credit card for next week, possibly more in vain than in actual hope. But if there was a Mac Mini, I haven't had a Mac Mini for a long, long time. I don't fancy another laptop yet, though. Not yet. I know laptops can be powerful and stuff, but then I've got to piddle with monitors. Well, now, I know I'd need to piddle with a monitor with a Mac Mini, but I'd probably just run the thing headless and be done. And I'd transfer onto it all of the admin-y jobs that I don't particularly want to do myself. Like all of the iCloud backup automation stuff on Carbon Copy Cloner. Oh, it would be amazing. And, of course, it would have Biggles on it, which would enable me to tinker around with Biggles. So a Mac Mini would be most welcome. And I honestly don't see them having a reason not to do one, because they've been around since the summer, WWDC, when they announced Apple Silicon. But you know Apple. They might decide to save that for next year.
We're not allowed to get Biggles.
Aren't we?
At work.
Oh, no, not at work, no. Ooh, Simon's been looking at the cost of an iPad. Which one? And Anthony, one of his neighbours, has a weightlifting machine. Sounded like someone was using a pile driver. This is what I'm saying. There's like happy medium healthy, isn't there? And then there's obsessive. And I'm dumping this one into the obsessive category. Carbon Copy Cloner is just genius. I mean, mainly I've used it all the years I've had it. I've used it to make images of drives. But when I had that iCloud debacle where it was eating slides, I realised if I tweaked it enough, I could get it to just do... Well, it is an image. It creates an image, but it's actually focused in on just certain folders. And then beyond that, if I turned the backup into a mountable image, then I could get it to do what it couldn't do, which is backup to cloud storage. So I've actually pushed that way more this year than I have any other. But I would love to have like a dedicated machine where all of that was happening from there, not the one I'm trying to sit and work at. So I would absolutely love that. A big expensive iPad. Youngest daughter's artsy. You definitely need one then. Is this the one that was released in the 12.9 in March? End of March, wasn't it? That is a lovely iPad for working with things like Affinity and Procreate. That is a nice size of iPad.
Want some water?
That's probably a good idea. Where is she now? She's keeping her eye on us. She's probably making sure we're okay with all this noise, you know. She's probably sitting there thinking, oh, but bless the humans. I hope the humans are okay.
The humans are fine.
She's got two families worried about her. Honestly, she's spoilt rotten. That means the iPad's going to have the pencil with it, doesn't it? Do you have a pencil already? Mike had pencil one. And I think it worked on two iPads that he had, because he got the big one, the second gen of the 12.9. And then after that, he got a smaller one. And it just happened to work with that as well. But I must admit, Pencil 2, nice. So you're wondering if you can get your laptop back from her if she has an iPad. Otherwise, she'll be up there with £4,000 of Apple computer power. Yeah, but you know, she'll probably be watching a YouTube video with it, so not all lost. Is this for a Christmas present, or is this just an anytime present? Should be some Black Friday deals, shouldn't there? I did see a deal. It's a good job Jonathan's gone. I did see a deal on AirPods. You know the AirPods Pro that Jonathan's got? The ones with the stupid rubber tip things. It was a genuine sale, this. I don't think it was from Apple. But they were £189 while stocks last. Mail order only. Costco. And I thought, that's a good £50, £60 off, isn't it? When is Black Friday officially? The date, I think it's around the 26th this year. But I mean, I've seen Black Friday sales already. Let's have a look. It's 3 weeks today, officially. But of course, the Black Friday deals are supposed to be like standard stuff, aren't they? There will still be deals to come on Cyber Monday, which is the 30th of November. I've never been too sure about Cyber Monday. I don't think it's as well known as Black Friday. But I think the deals will come out a little bit before that myself. Just having a look at that week. Not bad. Not bad, I guess, as weeks go. Although I do have an item with a red dot on my calendar. You need to be apprised of what that means, don't you? We always put a red dot on something on the calendar. And it goes at the beginning. So you see the red dot before you actually read what the item is. But the red dot, if we went back a year, there would be lots of events with red dots on. It's when we have to leave the house. So I've got an event on the 24th of November that's got a red dot on it. Obviously historical, because it's not that anymore. It's actually a full governor's meeting. So I'm assuming, given that we're in lockdown, that I can change my red dot to a yellow dot. Yellow dot means I'd rather... Well, no, actually, yellow dot means I've got an online something that can't be disturbed. But the red dot, no, that can go, can't it? Do you actually realise how many days it is since I left the house? And now we're into November and we're already locked down till the 2nd, which is a Wednesday. That's a weird day to open, isn't it? It's a Wednesday. I'm actually thinking, and Mike actually said the same. I'm looking at it, I'm thinking it's going to be a year. You are definitely going to see marooned 365, because it'll be there before we actually know it. Oh, and Mike finishes. So actually, it works out quite nicely for him. 2nd of December, technically speaking, I mean, you and I know it won't happen, but technically speaking, we're out of lockdown. Well, no, we're going back to a tier 3 lockdown, aren't we? So we're not out of lockdown at all. Forget that. We're not. But on the 4th of December, Mike finishes for Christmas. So like I say, be March before you know it. Definitely will be. What are you doing? Your dog bothering her? Well, I think Lola might want to go out and actually see the fireworks now. She wants locking up, bless her little cotton socks. Hello, Tracy! Cyber sex. Oh, Simon, only you. Only you. Maybe there'll be some offers on it, and I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Thank you. You're getting all ready. Bless. Another meeting for Mike.
Oh, it was that up wearing me wig.
I must get you another wig for Christmas.
Come on, then.
Kim's not with us tonight, Tracy. She's keeping the fridge man company. Getting the fridge fixed. And Jonathan, poor Jonathan. Jonathan spent the... Oh, did you hear that one? Oh, it's lovely tonight. Jonathan spent the evening, well, the late afternoon and evening on the phone to the police about fireworks. And me, I actually caught the fireworks. I caught the fireworks on the thing on my phone. Would you like to hear them? Oh, they're amazing. I think I'll keep that for tomorrow. Put it in after hours. So, yeah, it's not the best day, is it? No, no result in the election, as far as I know. I haven't looked in 5 seconds, so probably not. Fireworks over here. There we go. Just keep going. These are actually... Can you hear this? That's them landing on the roof. These are actually rockets. They must have more money than sense. More money than sense. I hope you caught some of those anyway. No, I've got them. They're microphone optimised. But I don't think there's any chance that you would have missed those rockets. This is ridiculous. Can you imagine after hours tomorrow night? They'll be sorry about that. Boom. Sorry about that. Not much we can do, put it like that. And Lola's outside in the garden, investigating them. She's so brave. Or mad, depending on which way you look at it. And I'm not sure which way I would look at that. Is she all right
she's
out there?
She's fine, she's been out.
Yeah, she's been out, had a look at them.
Yeah, had a wee.
She's fearless, she's totally fearless.
You
honestly.
Notice how bonfire night's accompanied by rain?
Yes, every year.
Yeah.
Jonathan said he's going out for a walk. We took a vote and decided he shouldn't.
Take a brolly with you.
Don't think that'd do much good. Imagine coming back with just the frame. I would not go out in the centre of Manchester. Not tonight, I wouldn't. Or tomorrow. Or Saturday. Well, there they go again.
That's a good display.
I'm sure it is. They were rockets, weren't they?
I've no idea what they were.
Yeah, but, I mean, how much must these cost?
Hundreds.
They really must have more money than sense.
They weren't sparklers and Catherine wheels.
Do you know, I literally do remember my dad. My mum was going mad with him. He put the Catherine wheel. It needed, I don't know if you've seen a Catherine wheel, but it needs to be on quite a loose nail, doesn't it? Or it doesn't whiz round.
Yeah.
He decided he'd nail it to the shed. She went mental. You'll burn the shed down. I don't think a Catherine wheel's capable of burning the shed down. But in my mother's mind, mind you, with my father, anything could happen. I mean, he burnt the tent down. Don't go there. Oh. It's all gone quiet again. What, for 5 seconds?
That's because they're lighting up.
Oh, they're taking a breather between them?
Yeah.
This has been going on for over 2 hours, though.
I know. In fact, it started at 4 o'clock when I was out with Lola.
You'd have to take her out earlier. I mean, it would only literally take one coming down and her fur would be on fire.
True.
It's not safe for any of us. Mind you, actually, your hair's probably longer than her fur.
True.
Yeah, you're definitely going to need a hat.
Johnny was talking to the police about people setting off fireworks at tram stations.
Jonathan's flat overlooks a tram station, one of the main tram stations in Manchester. And next to his flats, there's some... grassed area next to the canal. This is where the kayaking happens, not even joking. And there we go again. But they were letting off fireworks actually at the tram station and putting them on the lines. So Jonathan rang the police twice. So he's had a fun day as well. And he said the police sounded as fed up as he was. You do miss bonfire nights. I miss how it used to be, when it was like a little bit of treacle toffee.
I was going to say, when I was a kid, we used to go to, well, I did once or twice go to organised displays in Poynton. Treacle toffee and toffee apples. And
my mum used to do baked potatoes in
baked
the oven.
Baked potatoes, yeah.
Old style baked potatoes, I'd call them. And
now I want some treacle
fab.
Toffee.
You've now need treacle toffee.
Yeah.
Put some in the basket for tomorrow. Along with the chips I fancied, and I don't eat potatoes. I saw a steak and chips pass by me on the TV, and that was me gone. Oh, but if I had any, I probably wouldn't like them. I just fancied putting something. I wanted something that I could put salt and vinegar on, which is just sad, isn't it?
Do you want chips?
Why don't I just get like a bag of? I'll go off the idea. It'll be like the pizza I wanted about 6 months ago, and then the next day I saw an advert for pizza, and I thought, oh, you wouldn't eat that. Everybody's craving.
Well, we've got nothing to fry them in.
We don't have an oven big enough for oven chips. And to be honest, oven chips aren't real chips, are they? And we don't have a deep fat fryer or a chip pan or anything like that because we don't eat them.
And those curly fries you got me weren't that great.
Those curly fries were diabolical. Mike said, here, try curly fry. Oh, it was like an ostrich. What's it? An octopus tentacle. Oh, no. That wasn't food, was it?
No.
That was not classified as food. No, I miss the old style bonfire nights when you used to put your one rocket, because you only had one, in a milk bottle. I mean, we don't even have milk bottles anymore, never mind rockets that size. No, I do miss it. And there we go again. They're just bangers, though. They're not the big rocket bangers.
You can't get a treacle toffee at Tesco.
You can at Amazon.
I was going to say, you'll have to go to Amazon.
You can get a little bag, I think. I think it's Thornton's. I'm not going to say it's going to be cheap. It won't be. Anthony's best bonfire night. You were in hospital. Your dad and one of the other kids' dad set off fireworks with permission outside the... Oh, that's so cool. Oh, yeah, because you're sharing it as well. Oh, that's amazing.
£28.
Good grief, how much are you buying?
Those four bags, by the way.
Four bags of toffee, £28. I see the rip-off lockdown prices have started. That would be so cool in hospital, though. That's certainly something to remember, isn't it? Now, I didn't spend a bonfire night in hospital. I did spend the Queen's Silver Jubilee in hospital. I didn't enjoy that one little bit. We weren't allowed fireworks or anything. I wasn't even allowed to see my mother. For 9 weeks, they kept me away from my mother. They suffered for that every single day, trust me. I gave up speaking to my father full stop. And in the end, my grandmother had to take over and she came in. But you can't separate a girl from her mum for 9 weeks. It doesn't end well. And it didn't.
Tracy likes octopus.
I think I've tried it once. What's that Italian name for it? Because I thought it was an onion ring and apparently it wasn't.
We had it the Italian night?
No. No, it was at the Little Bee. Nina ordered it and then said, try it. And it wasn't bad. Good grief. Say, Joe, it's a good job she's not bothered, isn't it? Oh, it could be squid. Could have been squid. It was something Italian she'd ordered.
Polpo.
No, it wasn't that.
That's Italian for octopus.
No, it wasn't that.
Could have been squid.
It could have been squid. I don't know. I wouldn't say anything. I'd try most things. I was a little bit...
Calamari.
It could have been calamari. Yeah,
Simon
and I had a tiny little bit and it was
Simon
okay.
Said calamari.
No, the thing that worried me most in terms of things I've eaten in like the last 10 years that I was really, really dubious about was at the Burns night. And I'd never had haggis. And I must admit, I was concerned. But it was really nice. That first Burns night, the food was delicious. As you can hear, we're still at it. I can only imagine how bad Jonathan's night is. I think you're going to have to apologise to the people on your meeting, aren't you? These are about £10 a piece, you know. I should have done video as well while I was at it, shouldn't I? Can you hear them? You spent Halloween in hospital as well. Oh,
well,
no.
I'm sure everybody else
Oh, how cool. I remember feeling safe. The ghosts and ghouls wouldn't get me. Never occurred to me the hospital had a morgue.
Somebody's mailed me who was on my webinar and said, "Good evening, Mike. Happy November the 5th.
I must think it's something.
Well, I explained.
Like July the 4th.
Yeah.
Be honest, there isn't one of us who isn't actually slightly thinking, to some degree or another, if only Guy Fawkes was there today.
Yeah.
Set fire to the lot of them. Well, at least light a fire under them. Let's put it like that. If they acted with any dignity, you wouldn't need to think it, but they're not acting with any dignity at all. And yes, was it Simon? Did you mention to me the BritBox thing with Boris and Margaret Thatcher? Found it on YouTube. Oh my God, it's hysterical. I've got the link. There you go. I'll put the link in. Absolutely loved it. He was trying to get Winston Churchill back. But the funniest thing of the lot for me in that video wasn't even Boris, although he did actually look like Margaret Thatcher. It was what's-her-face, Priti Patel. She was done up like a vampire, like Dracula. And what was comical with it, I looked at the outfit and I thought, do you remember the original one? The original spitting image? And they had Norman Lamont done up the same way. Yeah. Recycling them. That was an absolute classic. When my friend Anthony decided she wanted to be a nurse, I couldn't work that out. She spent 2 years doing engineering and then decided to be a nurse. But either way, she was staying at the nurse's home. It was when nurses stayed on site. And went down there, and there was all these like signs and stuff and people saying, can you take this there and do that there? And there was this sign and it said Rose Cottage. And I said, what on earth, Rose Cottage? And she went, the morgue. They don't refer it as, can you take this to the morgue? It's, can you take X to Rose Cottage? And I thought, that's just as bad as when you know that that's the morgue, it is just as bad. Oh, happy times, not. There's a lot of clips here from Spitting Image, so I think I'll have to try and glue them together into the entire series because I don't have BritBox. I'm not quite sure why somebody in Britain would have BritBox, because most of it's repeats, isn't it? Oh, that was a bad one. Oh, I see we're moving along now. That one was further this way. Mike's totally unimpressed by it all.
Yeah.
Oh, great fun. So, what are we doing tomorrow? Ooh, tomorrow is Two Show Friday. And I've got to write an email about it, haven't I? I'm looking at the list. Yeah, there's a bit missing there. Oh, if anybody's got any last minute requests, let me know. But I've just put that bit in. So, internet permitting tonight, you know, as long as it stays up tonight, might actually be able to get something done and be ready for tomorrow. Hopefully, you'll all be joining us. Let me know if you are. Oh, I can even mark that one as in progress. Wonders will never cease. Wonders will never cease. I've got some nice updates to things that you might just use. Can't say any more than that, but you might just use them. Not been much new out this week, has there? I was expecting more, to be honest.
Right, better go in this meeting.
Have you heard these that sound like screeching?
Yeah. What are they?
Has that just hit a cat? Oh, for crying out loud, they go from bad to worse. I can't imagine spending the kind of money they must have spent on these. To stand outside just looking at them. Oh, you wish you could get BritBox. Not available legally in this region. Wonder why not. I'd have thought you were a prime candidate. People who might have lived in Spain for a long, long time and missed some things in Britain. That's ridiculous. I know a lot of people are using VPNs to get different versions of Netflix, but I haven't got Netflix full stop, never mind different versions.
I'll be my mother else, but don't ask her for a password.
We could piggyback on your mother's if only she could remember her password.
You watch this, you might be interested in this.
That would be dangerous, wouldn't it? You just finished watching this and your mother going, I didn't. Oh, it needs to be like Amazon Prime.
Yes, Mother, you once gave me a username.
Yeah, but if only... Well, we could reset the password if we could get into her email one night.
I can get into her email.
Yeah, but then her telly had stopped working. Oh, this is ridiculous. It is like trying to broadcast in the war. I do see, however, the Gold Master release candidate of Biggles is out. So it's looking like it could be next Tuesday. I'm not going to be ready to install that anywhere on Tuesday. Anybody else? Anybody else be there? You missed everything from the 90s onward and VPN to Netflix. I heard from this lady in America that the UK Netflix had a lot of stuff that she wanted to see. And then I heard from a girl in the UK who said the US Netflix had more. And I'm just like, not falling for either. Not going for either. The only one that I've got is Now TV. And that's... I think I got it to watch the end of 24. They had that last season of 24 on when I think there was 12 episodes. And I only got it for that. And then I realised there was actually some other decent stuff on it. So I kept it for that. But at the, what I used to do, I used to buy a voucher. And it was £15 and it lasted 3 months. But the proper price is now £8.99 a month. And for the last month, I paid it. Because we cannot get vouchers at the moment. You cannot buy a voucher. So instead of it costing 15 for 3 months, at the moment, it's costing £29.97 for 3 months, which I don't watch that much. So I might bin it. I don't know. You can't get Now TV either. That's ridiculous. Do you know, all this business of we'll all be one European community, and yet there's still, even though you are still in Europe and we're kind of, I don't know where we are at the moment, half Brexited, there's still geographic regions. I don't understand it. It's like those DVDs, isn't it, with different stuff. And then you just get a DVD that's region free and play them anyway. I remember doing that. Oh, what fun I had with that. But not really on that. I would have thought you were prime there. So Netflix UK has more UK content. I just would have thought people might have seen it. So maybe that's why the US people like the VPN into the UK version. Because they're getting to see things they haven't already seen. Whereas the UK people are doing the same the other way around to the States. I just think there aren't enough hours in the day to watch anymore, to be honest. So I'm happy enough with Amazon Prime and Now TV. And to be honest, I only watch like a couple of shows on either. I much more consume YouTube, which is why it's worth my while to have a premium account. I mean, apart from the fact that because I've got content on there, I get an income from YouTube every month, which multiple times over pays for the premium thing. I do have to log in once a week on a Saturday to the church's YouTube account. The adverts drive me mad. They're all over the place. Because I've had a premium account for like 2 or 3 years. There weren't adverts to the extent that there are now back then. So when I log in with the church's account and there's adverts at the beginning and then the video moves down and there's an advert over the top, then there's adverts underneath, then you start watching something and then an advert starts, I'm like, good grief. It really is a lot worse than when I started paying for premium. Streaming is your wind down before bed. I do hope this stops for poor Mike's meeting. Can you imagine it tomorrow night? It's going to be brilliant on After Hours. Oh, to the accompaniment of... Didn't somebody do a fireworks concerto? Was it Strauss? Somebody did. I'm sure they did. Oh, it'll be great fun anyway. So there's series that I follow on YouTube, but not from YouTube. They're actually from creators. And I've been watching those little clips of the spitting image thing because they're absolutely fabulous. So Anthony agrees, it's surprising how bad it is if you use a different browser to the one your premium account's logged into. It must have changed after I got premium. And I only got premium because I was watching like longer videos and there were adverts in the middle. Also, I felt because I'm a creator on YouTube, you should just be a premium person and be done. So I did. But when you go back, I can't believe how many places they squeeze adverts now. It's definitely changed since I just had a normal account. And when I look back, I had a normal account for like over 10 years, literally over 10 years. And I don't remember the adverts. Good grief. Even being that intrusive, I hardly noticed them until you started watching a video. And if it had in mid-roll ads, then you would notice them. But the video at the beginning, I didn't mind. It's the adverts that kind of pop up at you and the video moves down that gets me. I'm like, do you really need that? Oh, and the other thing is, they're actually advertising their own premium service. So as soon as you log in, you get this thing of like, do you want to try premium? And one of the buttons, I just totally ignore this thing on the church account, but one of the buttons says like, yes, in which case you get 30 days of Prime, but then you wouldn't. The other one says something like, no, and I don't know if the no is like a permanent no or whether you could opt to take it later. So on the basis that somebody else, like the priest, might need to have the church account be premium, I've had to leave it alone. It doesn't even make that clear. But, you know, you go from video to video and on the second video, you've got the same questions you had on the first. It would drive me insane. Hello, Kim. What's the prognosis for the fridge? Is it good news or is it bad? Can you hear this? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Got a sneaking suspicion this is going to go on all night. Because it's been, Mike said when he took the dog out, which was about 4:15. So almost 4 hours already. Oh, bad news. No. You get the skip trial rubbish every time. Oh, so it does come back. Oh, in that case, I could elect to skip it. Because what I've been doing is just leaving the thing there. And eventually a cross comes in one of the corners. And you can just click that and then the thing disappears. And then it comes back the next time you log in. But I only do it once a week. And it's annoying when I do it once a week. Oh, we got the church newsletter today as well. With the news, the church is being closed. So we're back to the video must be up there by 5:30 on a Saturday because that's all anybody's got. You can't watch 5 minutes without an ad interrupting. I haven't watched anything on the church's site, thankfully. So I've not seen those mid-roll ads or anything like that. But, you know, creators have a little bit of control over it, but not much. You can say where you don't want ads, where you do want ads, or don't ad enable it at all. I think I need to revisit mine. Let's just say that. There are doings afoot and I need to revisit it. So do let me know your thoughts. He couldn't fix it. Oh, no. New guy coming on Tuesday. Oh, $400 to $800 to fix it. Good grief. And it's only 15 months old. Is it still under guarantee? In this country, it would be. There is the Sale of Goods Act. You can have a guarantee and the guarantee would be like a year. And then they would offer you an extended warranty kind of thing. And that would cost you money. But the Sale of Goods Act defines certain products, consumer products. A fridge would be one, a freezer, a microwave oven, an oven. Depending on the price and depending on the item, they would say it should last longer than that and you can claim against them and it would then be free. Now, it's all a bit of a faff. And given, you know, you're buying a new device from Apple, you just think, I'll take the AppleCare. I've not got time to argue. But something like that, 15 months old, would be covered. So what you would do in this country is approach them and say you're making a claim under the Sale of Goods Act. And something like a big screen TV, which is one that I actually know the length of, they expect that to last 6 years. So if you have something go wrong with it within 6 years of purchase, you could make the Sale of Goods claim. So you say you're making a claim under the Sale of Goods Act, at which point they should just roll over and fix it. If they don't, then you can take them to the Small Claims Court. The Small Claims Court is... it's pretty much the county court, which is one of the, what would you say? It's not the House of Lords. It's one of the smaller courts in the country. The Small Claims Court is part of the county court. And what you do is you issue a claim, and it's really simple. You just fill in the boxes. I think the price is something like £50, but you get the £50 back because you're going to win. And what they tend to do is not even bother to send somebody to defend it. If they do, you're probably going to win anyway, because it's a case of, what is it? How much was it? How old is it? Should it be broken? No. Right, well, you go and fix it then. And then you get your costs and they have to fix it for you. I've not heard of that in many other countries, but it's just something we've had for years and years. Apple are fully aware of this, fully aware, but they don't like to acknowledge it. You have to have the magic words with Apple. So if you're on the phone to AppleCare and your AppleCare is out of date by like a month. So say you've got a phone and it's 25 months old. I know you get two years on AppleCare. Yeah, you get 2 years. But you're 1 month out of your AppleCare anyway, whatever. Because your iMac should last 6 years as well. But let's say you're 1 month out of your AppleCare. I remember being 2 weeks out and they said they'd fix it. I didn't have to push it. But if you're a month out of your AppleCare, Apple will refuse you to fix it. They'll quote you a price, but they will refuse to fix it. And you can argue with them, you know, well, you should do this because we've got consumer protection law, and they will ignore you. The magic words are, I am making this claim under the Sale of Goods Act. And the second they hear that, they'll fix it. But as I've always said, not everybody knows the magic words. I had 5 years legal education for that. I know exactly the right words, which was how come we got a replacement for the ITV from Apple. Mayer wasn't very well and I had to stay in the car with him. Otherwise, I'd have done it myself. But Mike took this thing back and they were giving him no joy at all. So I told him the magic incantation. He went back in with it for a third time. And the second he said that, he left with a new one. They didn't even say, oh, we'll take it off you and you'll have to come back in 3 weeks. It was like, fine, give us that one. You take this one, off you go. Which, I mean, it's good that we were able to do that, but how many people don't? The law of the land should apply to everybody and it shouldn't rely on you knowing the magic incantation. But unfortunately, here it does. A new one would cost $2,000. Oh, my God. That's even worse. And your worry would be, you know, if you have it fixed, what if it goes again? Because it shouldn't have gone in the first place, not after 15 months. Fridges aren't something that you tend to move around. That is shocking. Try and push the extended warranty. It's always worth it, isn't it? But if you've got anything else that you can do, if there are national laws or something, that's always handy to know. But £2,000 for a fridge, good grief, I think we'd do without. Mike and I are far more. Well, Mike got one when he moved in his flat and he still had the same one when he moved out. And that was 9 years later. So he'd never replaced this fridge. We had a fridge. Mum had one for years. She literally had one for about 20 years and it was fantastic. Then we replaced that. She had that one again for years and years, never needed replacing. But when she decided to look round for another one, she wanted a three-quarters one because there's a cabinet above it. So it's pretty much, there's that one. Or you're going to have to remodel the kitchen. So she went for this one. But it was very inexpensive. It was something like £200. And the logic to us was, if it lasts 2 years, that's okay and I'll bin it. And that's the thing, when you think like that, they last forever. But the times that she's bought expensive stuff, it was always like, oh, now I'm going to have to get it fixed. We did the same with a washer and a dryer. And the washer, what was it, the dryer? The dryer went, I think, the week Dad died. And Mum had all these towels to dry. She was drying, washing and drying like 20 towels a day. And then the dryer went. Well, you can't do without a dryer under those circumstances. So we just got another one. And it was a case of, I don't want the extended warranty. It's got a 12-month guarantee. If it doesn't work after that, we'll bin it and get another one. So none of these looking at the expensive things at 2,000. That's why. Because then you've really got to worry about fixing it and stuff. So, yeah, I'm more with Tracy. But there again, if it's going to cost 2,000, not good. Yeah, my mum's first lasted 20 years. I think 10 years. I would expect 10 years out of a fridge. I don't think that's unreasonable. At all. And you'd be covered for 6 years here anyway. Oh, Dyson, now they're expensive, aren't they, Anthony? A Dyson air purifier. Died after 4 weeks. 4 weeks. That's good service, though, isn't it? Dyson aren't cheap, but that is good service. Rang up Saturday, got a new one Tuesday. That is good service. I've not heard good things about Dyson. They brought out first that pet vacuum thing. And a lot of people had problems with that. And I thought, you know, if an average dog owner's got problems with that, a Samoyed owner stands no chance. So we just bought something else. But the something else we bought, can't remember the make of it now. It's a purple thing. And especially for pet hair. But with it being plastic, it just gives me electric shock, so I can't use it. Which means Mike has to do the vacuuming. The church secretary thinks that's fabulous. She said something about she had to do the vacuum. I said, oh, I don't do the vacuum. Mike does the vacuum. She said, you know, how did you manage that? And I said, I'm allergic to the vac. She thought I was joking. I said, no, no, seriously. I am allergic to the vac. I'm not allowed near it. Oh, what fun that was, setting that up. You were on hold for nearly an hour, but they were excellent. Do you know, when you say you're on hold for an hour, that used to be horrific and now it's average. I mean, I rang somewhere. It was a government department. It wasn't the Inland Revenue. Who would it have been? Some government department not that long ago. And I just put the phone down. Not down as in hung up. I just left the phone sat next to me with the hideous hold music playing. And it was about 25 minutes. And that was like average. They don't care these days, do they? There was one place I went, which was the British Library. And the British Library aimed to answer the phone in under 5 seconds. And I'm sat there in reception thinking, this is amazing. There's only two of them. And the phone never stopped. It literally never stopped. And what they do is picked it up, hello, British Library, which department? And they literally had every call dealt with within 5 seconds. And then they were on to the next call. And this wasn't automated in any way. This was two people doing it. They were stunningly organised. Really were. It's not getting any better out there. They are non-stop, aren't they, Kim? Can you imagine tomorrow night? Tonight is the 5th of November, but a lot of people leave them till the weekend. So Fridays after hours and Saturdays by request should be hysterical. I'm just thinking every time one goes off, that's about £5 to £10. So I think tonight with probably over £500 worth, more money than sense. But there you go. So, while Mike heads off to his meeting and he's apologising for all the row in his meeting, I'll head off. I think I might. Oh, he brought me some tea up. Let me think. Yes, he did. So I will go away and have a nice cup of tea and make sure Lola's okay. But she's actually making sure we're okay. Bless her little cotton socks. She's so cute. Just say Mike's banging his head against the wall. He will be if it carries on. Luckily, he's in the studio and the studio has quadruple glazing. I'm in the office and it's got double glazing. So technically speaking, he's got his acoustic curtain up and he's got quad glazing. So it should be only half as bad in there, but you never know. We'll see, we'll see. But we will be back tomorrow. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me, and I'll say goodnight from Mike, and we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.